And this morning, true to form usually for me, we're not even going to start in Philippians. We're going to go somewhere else. Keep you guessing. This is not in the plan for Mr. Don to put on the screen right this minute. This is for us to ponder. And I want to ask you to close your eyes while I read this scripture. I'll be in Matthew 11, verses 29 and 30. And this is the Lord speaking, by the way. Take up my yoke and learn from me. The reason we want to do this today is because we're learning what Christ did and how he went about it in our text. This is what we'll find out. Because I am lowly. You know the old saying, be like Jesus. And because I am humble in heart, apply that and just massage that into your heart. And here's the result. And you will find rest for your souls. Oh my, how we need rest these days. And this is what it's going to be like. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And you can open your eyes now. I just wanted you to stop and let that soak in about what Christ did. Now, last week, we talked about Christology. What in the world is that? And now we know it's the study of Christ. It's not only what he did and what he accomplished, but was he really a man? Was he really God? Was he both at one time? Was he just a ghost? And we get that figured out. He was fully God, fully man, all at one time, one breath. And we find out that he lowered himself a little lower than the angels in order that he could die. It's the only way he could die. But that's not where he stayed. He rose again. He ascended to the Father. And he's requiring of his followers that you make him Lord. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. But God wants you to really consider that. Is he your Lord? Is he the guiding light for you that you walk towards all the time in every decision that you make, every reason you get up in the morning? Is it about making Jesus Lord of your life? It needs to be. We kind of studied a word, incarnation, because we want to knock down some high spots for people that a lot of us have been in church forever. Some of us are young and some of us are brand new at the church thing. And incarnation, what in the world is that? It means that God, the Son, became a man. Incarne means in flesh. If you read that in John chapter 1, he said the Word became flesh and he came and he dwelled among us. The way that's written is he came and he tented among us. Isn't that cool? He put on that tent of flesh. Was he all God? Yes, he was. Did he relinquish himself of some of that power so that he could die and all this? Yes, Hebrews tells us that plainly in chapter 2. Today, we can't just go forward without backing up a little bit on the kenosis of Christ, that self-emptying. I didn't put that word in there last week because we were looking at other big words. But all that we talked about last week, all that we just discussed just now, is called the kenosis. It's the self-emptying of attributes of God that he had and rightfully has, always had. But for a period of time, he said, I love y'all so much that I will humble myself even a little bit lower than the angels. And in doing this, we talk about last week and this week that the attitude that Christ had, that although he is God, he lowered himself to help us. He said, I want you to have a selfless attitude as well. And with that in mind, this is a passage of instruction. It's not a rebuke. It's not, you need to do this. This is exhortation, they call it. I'm exhorting you. I want you to do this. And it starts off with the word, different versions have this written a little bit different ways, but it means the same thing. Therefore, because Christ did this, because the King of Glory was willing to step down from his high position, make himself lowly and humble, even to the point of death on a cross, saying here today, because Christ did this, my